I noticed that you mentioned periods of transition, including adolescence, midlife, and some others. I think more relevant for us, perhaps, is the period of retirement.
Great, yeah. I never think about it.
I'm finding in my own life that this is a real period of transition and a period of growth, because there are so many opportunities. We don't have to worry about working anymore. We don't. Yeah. Our families have grown and gone. So now we can explore, and we can have fun. And it's a whole new experience for us. But I wanted to bring up another thing.
Yeah, that's a nice question. Thank you. I will process it, because it's a very interesting question. The retirement as a transitional phase.
Yes.
And we are conditioned to work and maybe to have the possibility to play at the retirement, to play in the good sense of time, not playing card and, why we play card. You know, in Quebec, the people, when they get older, they play cards. They play cards, you know? They play card games. You know, because when you arrive in life, you don't have cards. So that's an opportunity. When you have 80, you have 80 cards, because each year you have a new cards in your life. So, but the ability to play with your cards, but not the external cards. Sorry.
Well, so in order to be creative, we have to be able to play. Mm. We have to learn to be able to play. I'm watching you this evening. I'm noticing that when you gave your presentation on the screen, it was not a regular linear presentation. You have a different style that's more creative. And maybe it's more chaotic. I don't know how people perceive it. But I'm thinking that you are not a linear person. I am. I'm so organized. I want everything to be, you know, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. And it's harder for me to be creative, being that kind of a personality.
So that's interesting, because your second question can be linearly linked to your first one. Because maybe a challenge of the retirement is to enter in a life not too linear, and to explore the non-linearity of the life after the working process.
Yes.
But talking about my work process, is if I want to be alive, particularly when I give speak, because I don't want to be too repetitive of the thing, if I want to interest me, I have to put me in danger. Tonight I was in danger. I didn't know exactly what I would have to say. I have my plan there, but I didn't know what you want to hear. So to adapt, to accept to fail, to accept to be in a dangerous situation, that raised the creativity, I think. So to accept to live in a relative danger, but the danger of what you will think about me, the thing, this kind of thing. And it's interesting, because I think when you get older, you can work on that.
Yes.
To accept the fear of losing, the fear of having not correct things, and so to live a non-linear life. Yes. Maybe. Yeah. Thank you.
Question.
Two questions and a comment and three books.
Hold up, I hope.
You have to put your stick in a linear way.
No? Okay. Yeah. I have two questions and a comment and three books. So
okay.
For the second half of life and having a good quality, there's a book called The Second Half of Life. There's another great book called Saging Versus Aging. And there's another book called Opening the Eight Gates of Wisdom. So I would recommend those.
Oh, thank you for the reference.
Yeah. And then for the comment, when you said the trickster, I got an image of a chameleon.
A chameleon?
So a chameleon that just always seems to be changing. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
And then my two questions were, you referenced the I Ching.
Yeah.
And you talked about how it's the closest to synchronicity and foretelling. And you ponder, can it be that you can simulate it? And I would ask, can you tell us more about simulating it? And then I would ask, can it also be stimulated?
Okay. Talking about simulating synchronicity, simulate synchronicity?
Right.
Simulate, like to simulate or stimulate?
To simulate.
To simulate. I think you can stimulate.
Stimulate,
stimulate the energy. The energy of the synchronicity by being curious. So you can stimulate this energy, but it's a savage energy. So that's why I'm not into the secret law, the attraction secret kind of thing. It can work. You know, I have to say. When I have my little daughter, I said, I need money. So I visualize the money. I visualize a 2,000 check money. So I said, I need money. So I visualize my check. And then it works. I receive a check from an organism that I gave a lecture 3 months ago. So they give me $2,000. So yes, the law of attraction works. So I have stimulated synchronicity. But then I call the organism. I say, thank you for the $2,000. Why you give me $2,000? And she said, hey, there's an error. It's not for you, it's an error. So this is synchronicity. So you can stimulate, but what you will receive, it's not exactly what you have ordered. So you have to be open to that. So this is stimulate synchronicity, because life is playing. So if you don't, you see life, you will play with, the life would play. So stimulate creativity, it's to have this kind of energy of playing, create the condition. You can stimulate serendipity. Serendipity. Serendipity can be defined, I like to define words, as finding what you don't search by not finding what you are searching for. Okay, kind of. Is it clear? No? Okay. Serendipity. It's the possibility to find something that I was not searching for it, but it's more relevant than the thing that I was searching for. So this is serendipity. So my example is an example of serendipity. So I was asking money, and the life asked me a question, how I deal with money. So she asked me a question. So you can stimulate serendipity like this. So to be open to the thing that you didn't order, but can be more relevant than the thing. And I think this is the main ideas of a lot of stories. The story is a movie. The character at the beginning wants something, and in the process of the story discovered it's not that thing you wanted, not a thing.
Yeah. And the I Ching.
The I Ching, I didn't use it. I have talked about the I Ching on the book, but my book, it's 2001, a very long time ago. I didn't explore it. But Jung, if you want to, Jung, you have a nice reference on the I Ching. Yeah. I think we can see movie as a I Ching process too. So you can explore symbols in the movie. As a tool, if I want to be concrete, I work with movie. So when you ask me what I do with synchronicity, I'm curious, at the beginning of a process, what movie have you been seeing since the last 2 weeks? So I'm very curious of that. What movie have you seen at the beginning of a process? So working with movie, and we will show it in tomorrow in detail, how you can work with movie in your own life. This is the goal of the workshop for tomorrow. Another question? The stick? Yeah? Is it working? It's not working.
Yeah, you've got to make it green.
Yeah, but it's not. It's dark. It's dark.
I'll take this one.
It's dark.
Is this one working?